With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. One morning after air raid sirens alerted Kiev of imminent attack, hundreds attended Central Baptist Church for Sunday worship. Southern Baptist evangelist Michael Gott was preaching. Gott, president of Michael Gott International Ministries, ministered in Kiev, Zhytomyr, and Kremenchuk in central Ukraine, ranging from late April through mid-May. Russia launched 25 missiles on Kiev the week following the April 30th worship service, but Ukraine's military shot down 23 of them, according to a ministry representative. Gott preached several sermons during the trip, ranging from 2 to 5 times a day. He was aided by an interpreter. Host pastors extended invitations to Christian discipleship and to continue to minister long after the Gotts left Kiev. Some days as an Air Force chaplain stand out among all others. For Matthew Knight, one of those days was August 29, 2021. 3 days earlier, 13 U.S. service members were killed during a suicide attack on the airport in Kabul. On August 29th, the remains of those soldiers arrived at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where President Biden, Vice President Harris, and other U.S. leaders paid tribute to those who had given their lives in service to the country. As Knight took part in the solemn movement of the remains from the aircraft to an awaiting military vehicle, his attention fell on a young girl who was there to honor her uncle, one of the fallen. Called a dignified transfer, the respectful process is carried out by the U.S. military to respectfully receive the remains of service members killed in a combat environment. Dover is the primary location for dignified transfers for the U.S. military. Knight asked believers to continue to pray for chaplains who are serving throughout the world and providing spiritual support for grieving families, as well as the families who grieve those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a first person on Baptist Press, Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission President Brent Leatherwood says they want to help churches think biblically about the cultural issues of our time. In the piece, Leatherwood highlights the group's magazine called Light Magazine, their digital downloads, and the work they do with Southern Baptist churches to help them examine their bylaws. You can get more information at erlc.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today. Visit us at baptistpress.com to sign up for one of our morning or afternoon emails.